RadioInfluence.com.
I remember the first time they told me I was going to be a scout. And I said, that's wonderful. What do I do? Well, you find a ball player. Find a ball player? What does that mean? So they gave me a black book. I opened up the black book. The pages were blank.
A baseball scout is charged with the inconceivable, seeing the future.
It's the guy that looks into a player and sees the intangibles and is able to say, this guy is going to make it to the big leagues.
Somebody had to find the diamond in the rough. Somebody had to find the needle in the haystack. They went into the bushes, that's what we call it. They went into the bushes to find guys.
They cannot make stars. Yet they must decide what players would become legends if the stars aligned.
A good scout's not just an evaluator of talent. He has to be a detective in a certain way to find out all he can about the young players.
Because when you go scout a player, the thing you're looking for is not so much throwing, fielding, because you can tell that quickly when you're a scout. What you're trying to find is what he's got inside of him.
With the Crusher, Jeff Crochelle. Get in on the talent grid and text Crush at 101260 with your questions, comments, or smart-ass remarks.
Welcome back to Crush Performance. Jeff Crochelle here. We are your weekly source for performance information. CrushPerformance.com is the website. On Twitter, at Jeff Crush, and if you're on Facebook, go to the talent grid. Well, let's switch gears here. As spring has arrived, the baseball season's underway. And the talent pool at the highest level of the game, I don't think, has ever been richer. We have a deep, deep talent pool, and teams are really focusing on the development side of the game, which is very exciting. To get into professional baseball, what needs to happen? Who are the gatekeepers of the game? Well, again, it is not the GMs. It's not the owners. It's not the coaches. It is the scouts. If you don't impress the scouts in some way, shape, or form, you don't get a shot to play professional baseball. So what does it take to be a great scout? What do scouts really mean to the game? There's a fantastic project coming together. Molly Secor, highly respected Nashville filmmaker, is putting together a project called Scouting for Diamonds. You could check it out at scoutingfordiamonds.com. And Molly joins us today to talk about the project, the people she's met along the way, and how this film has become a love story about the game of baseball. Molly, welcome to Crush Performance. Thanks for joining us today.
Oh, thanks for inviting me. This is really thrilling.
Well, I'm telling you what, I've been looking forward to this conversation. A couple weeks ago, some of my good friends over at the Pirates forwarded me a link to a fantastic trailer. And the trailer was titled Scouting for Diamonds. And we just come from our spring tournament in Spain, where all of our best players from around the world get together for, you know, the spring kickoff. And all the scouts are there and all the MLB people there, the coaches and the players. And it's just a great way to kick off the baseball season from an international perspective. And when I saw Scouting for Diamonds, the trailer, I got really intrigued because the history, the stories behind, this documentary film, I thought, really do pay tribute to what the game's all about. Molly, let me ask you this. This is really sort of, you know, based on your previous work, this is sort of off the beaten path for you. What, maybe?
I would say.
Yeah. Hey, so maybe for our listeners, maybe give us a little background on your history into filmmaking and what led you to Scouting for Diamonds.
Okay. Well, Cliff Notes version is, I've been working with youth at risk and juvenile justice for years, making videos and films, writing, you know, teaching them writing, all as a way to help them navigate who they were outside the crimes they committed. So my work and my film life and my writing ended up being about social and racial justice, whether it's education, healthcare, criminal justice. So that's primarily where my interest has been and my passion has been, and all of my work. And 3 years ago, a couple of local baseball little league coaches came to me and told me about this scout named George Digby, who was 60 years with the Red Sox. He's in the Red Sox Hall of Fame, first scout in the Red Sox Hall of Fame. And he lived near 20 minutes from me in Nashville, and I didn't know who he was and really didn't really, wasn't that interested. You know, I was like, oh, that's nice. But he was 96 and he was getting older, and they started telling me he signed Wade Boggs, he signed Jody Reed, Mike Greenwell, and all these guys, and he's, you know, moving on and might not be around long. And I started to get interested just from a chronicling perspective that maybe I'd do like a little video and give it to his family, because I had a Lasting Legacies video company where I would make short docs for people. And so I was going to meet, this was I think on a Thursday, I was going to go out to Gallatin and meet him on Monday, and he died on Saturday.
Oh boy.
And I never met George Digby. And I have told, you know, people before, there's part of me that believes that George Digby has been pushing this film forward ever since. Because I got lit on fire somehow. And I started making this film about the relationship between George Digby and Wade Boggs. And then it became clear to me that this story was so much bigger, and that there was a love story between scouts and baseball that had never been explored and never told. And that was the beginning of my obsession with scouting for diamonds.
Well, I can totally appreciate that, Molly. Wow, what a story. And of course, George Digby is an icon in the baseball world, and certainly when it comes to scouting, no question about it. I am really intrigued by this, and I'm really looking forward to the finished product. What is the process of putting together a documentary like this? I mean, looking at the trailer, you have gone back to the beginning of baseball, and the personalities and the people that you're showcasing just in the trailer alone is incredibly intriguing, and I get the idea of the love story from that trailer.
Well, it's interesting because that trailer was done a year and a half ago, and since that time, you know, we've interviewed over 120 people. And so it's been, I mean, the people that will be in the next, I mean, I can't even tell you, it's easier to tell you who's not in the film
right.
In a way. I mean, it just keeps expanding. Obviously, not everyone's going to make it, but in order to get the story, we had to. And so the process has been, because I decided to not do this in a traditional way that maybe other films get done a lot of times, you know, or most of the time, you get a distribution deal, you get backing based on these things. And I knew early on that if I didn't do this independently, and if I went to a larger company, that what would happen is, and this isn't sinister, it's just how the system works, but you would lose the creative contribution or the creative control of the project. So I decided to do this independently, and I've done it kind of the hard way. But I had I've had a team of investors that are mostly philanthropists who love baseball and wanted to see this move forward. So I raised a little bit of money, then I'd go and do some shooting, then I raised a little bit more money. So it's been doing that for almost 3 years.
Wow, a work in progress. A work in progress and a labor of love, so to speak.
Oh, certainly. And you know, I'll tell you, you did mention how far off the beaten path, but one day I woke up about a year into the project, because I, to be honest with you, my friends, many of them looked at me like, what in the world are you doing a sports film? You know,
right.
It's like, that's insane. And I woke up one day and I realized that the subject matter, which is the invisible heroes, the underdogs in baseball, is what captured me. I mean, I've been writing, you know, making films and speaking about people who live in the margins and who are either forgotten or invisible. And I went, oh, this makes total sense. This is why this has captured me in the way. And also making this film, not only have I fallen in love like 100 times. I mean, I have met some of the most amazing people in baseball. Some of these men that I've interviewed and women, but the men who are, you know, 70, 80, 90 years old. And some of these 90-year-olds are still scouting. And I've learned and and been ignited by, ignited with this love for baseball because I understand it in a way through the eyes of these men. I had no idea what the game was really about.
We're talking and, with, oh, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, and so the other thing that excited me, I know that I have, that we have a film that's not just for sports people. There are people that know nothing about sports, don't care about sports, that are dying to see the film. And that to me was the litmus test.
We're talking with Molly Secor, highly regarded Nashville filmmaker, talking about her project, Scouting for Diamonds. Well, I'm going to tell you right now, the trailer, you can go to scoutingfordiamonds.com and check out the trailer. One of the first, sort of dialogues that come out of that trailer, a baseball scout is charged with the inconceivable, seeing the future. And I think that really sort of captures, you know, what this, you know, mystic look at, you know, as you mentioned, the underdogs of baseball is all about. And then to go on and see Wade Boggs, who I grew up watching, Molly, just, you know, one of those icons in the game, to see him get choked up talking about the scouts and what they mean to the game, I think, you know, just an all-powerful scene. I can't wait for the finished product.
Well, I can't wait either. You know, we're about 70% done, and now we're still, you know, I'm back to fundraising mode again. We're trying to go to Cuba, Dominican Republic, possibly Japan, and Mexico. And I'm not sure we'll get to all those places because I really would like to wrap this up, you know, by the fall. And so that's kind of where we are right now, but I feel excited about it. We just came from spring training. In fact, Bill Murray has come on as co-producer, and he's narrating the film and is, you know, he's sort of been my partner on this for the last year, he and Wade Boggs. And Wade Boggs was the first person in, you know, baseball to step up. I mean, when I got the interview with him, I was told, oh, he'll give you 15 minutes. I spent 90 minutes with him, and he ended up coming on board saying, yes, if it'll help you, I'll come on as co-producer. And George Digby meant a great deal to him, as you can even see from the trailer. And it's been very touching for me because we just came from spring training. We've now, you know, we've got Ben Zobrist. We've got Stephen Wright from the Red Sox. We got, Pablo Sandoval. The list just goes on of guys who are so respectful and feel an obligation and a desire to reflect some light on the scouts that find them.
Yeah, Molly, when we look at the scouts and what they go through, and the trailer kind of depicts it, these guys are road warriors. Their commitment and their dedication to the game, they're truly the unsung heroes of the game. And they're also, which I think a lot of people don't realize, they're the gatekeepers. You don't get a shot unless you appeal to one of these scouts. And so, you know, as sort of backseat and sort of behind the scenes as they are, they're also an incredibly powerful part of the game.
Well, absolutely. And that's, you know, one thing. And even, you know, we explore the changes in scouting, the changes after the draft. There's been an evolution post Moneyball. What happened? You know, so we're exploring all of this in the film. The question is, do scouts still have the place that they held 40 years ago? And that's the question that we're asking and we'll be answering.
Yeah, it's interesting. So, Molly, can I ask you, were you a baseball fan at all in any way, shape, or form before? I mean, coming from the land of the Expos, you know, I mean, with your family heritage over in Eastern Canada.
I grew up on the Expos, and my dad was a semi-pro hockey player, his family was from the Trois-Rivières area and Montreal. And so I spent time in Montreal, and of course, I went to the Expo game. In fact, the first time I ever saw Willie Mays was at an Expo game. And but Rusty Staub was my guy. So early on, I was a tomboy. I was a baseball, yes, when I was growing up. But probably in my late teens, I kind of dropped it. And I moved away, and then the Expos were no longer there.
Yeah.
So I, you know, I think for a couple of years there, I cheered for the Oakland A's when Raleigh Fingers was with them.
I love it.
But, yeah, I became an artist and I mean, I got involved in a lot of different things, and I sort of left sports on the back burner. And, but, you know, and I was a huge hockey fan. So, I mean, you know, and Boston Bruins were my fans. So I have that thing in me that loves competitive sports, but it wasn't, you know, like I said, I lived here for years and never went to a baseball game. And, of course, now I go to the Sounds games all the time.
Right.
So that's, you know, I really do feel on some level that this film is not only going to be great and already has people like you, people like Clint Hurdle of the Pirates, who's been our biggest champion. When we were raising funds last year to get to spring training in 2016, Clint Hurdle and the Pirates were like my God, you know, my fairy godfathers. It was between them and the Red Sox. And they are the reason we made it to spring training in 2016. And, you know, and Clint has told me several times, he said, you know, I love Bill Fisher, the scout that signed me. He said, but until I saw the trailer, until I met you, I did not realize just how crucial and critical my relationship with him was. And now they talk every 2 weeks.
Isn't it great? We're talking with Molly Secor, Nashville-based documentary filmmaker. Molly, has the documentary and your work inside of baseball changed your view of the game? I mean, it has to, right? There's no question about it. And I think anybody that sees this movie, this film, or even the trailer for that matter, will all of a sudden view the game slightly differently because the insights it provides.
Oh, I can't even articulate all the ways that it has shifted my perception and my enjoyment of the game. And because I've been very fortunate, I mean, you know, I've been at spring training. I've gone to, you know, sat there in the scouting section with scouts and without them. But, you know, at the Cubs, the Royals, everybody, and sat behind home plate and had a scout sit there and talk me through what they see and what they're looking for. And, you know, this has been going on for 3 years. So my insight and respect for what they offer and what they, the gifts they have, has helped me understand the complexity. I mean, and these guys are, they're philosophers, they're metaphysicians, they're intuitives. And they're gamblers, you know, and they're competitors, and they are a breed in and of themselves. And it's just allowed me the privilege to see the game in a very different way.
Molly, you mentioned earlier that this film will reach well beyond baseball. You don't have to be a baseball fan to appreciate this. We look at what happened with the Cubs last year, or we look at what happened in the NBA with the Golden State Warriors. We can look at the NCAA and what happens, you know, every weekend in college sports. We can look at the start of the NHL playoffs that are going right now. Sport is a real important part of the fabric of society and culture. And I think, you know, that's where a lot of people can really ground themselves, but it also gives a society something to root for, and it can bring people together as well. Sport, I think, in the big picture, is much more powerful than we think.
Oh, I absolutely agree. In fact, we spent some time with Theo Epstein and Joe Maddon a couple weeks ago. And, you know, we were talking afterwards, and I was joking, but I was completely serious, especially with what's going on in our country, and we don't have to get into that. But that the Chicago Cubs winning the World Series and the way it went down, it was like a giant public service for the country,
right?
If not the world. There was a spirit that rose up in people that had not shown itself in a very long time, and there was this joy and ecstatic, you know, release almost. And everyone, whether you loved them or not, you know, even if you were a White Sox fan, you were cheering for the Cubs.
Sure, absolutely.
And it was something very unifying in the face of a lot of division. And yes, I think that, I mean, I can't imagine having, you know, everything that's occurred in the last, you know, 6-8 months in the United States and not having had the Cubs win. I mean, it was such a gift.
It certainly was. So, Molly, let me ask you this. Will we see Molly Secor moonlighting as a scout anytime in the near future?
Well, I have joked with a number of them, and actually some of them have said, I said, hey, listen, if this doesn't work with the film, what do you think about hiring me as a scout? And I've been told I've got place in several teams.
Very good. Well, you're already an honorary scout in our books for sure. So, hey, listen, I want to tell you, you know, I've spent a lot of time in baseball. My world is high-performance sports. I worked with the Toronto Blue Jays for a good number of years, very close with them. I've had the honor of working with Major League Baseball and the international game development. And I want to thank you for doing this project. I'm really, really going to push and support this. And if people want to donate and support you in the movement, whether you're a baseball fan or not, Molly, how can people get in touch and maybe help out and get some more information on the project?
Well, as you had said before, scoutingfordiamonds.com is where they can see the trailer. And it's when we initially set it up, it was for fundraising purposes. So you can do it all right there.
Great.
Or you can reach me. There's a way to, MollySecor.com, and you know, I can be found very easily. And if someone was interested, you know, they can contact me directly. That's, you know, or and I will hook them up with our producers. But this is a grassroots project. It's independent, even though it's probably going to be an international film. But in order to tell the story, we felt like we needed to stay lean and independent.
No, I totally appreciate that, Molly, and I'm really looking forward to it. Hey, please keep us posted on your progress, and we'll look forward to the day we can sit down with a big bowl of popcorn and watch this love story about baseball.
Well, and I hope that not only can you watch it in the theater, but one of the things we're planning for an entire baseball season, hopefully next year, our plan is to be showing it in minor league parks and possibly major league parks, but definitely minor league parks all around the country. And for a season, in addition to whatever networks we get affiliated with and, you know, whatever distribution deal we get. So we want it to, you know, we want it to be available to people everywhere.
There you go, a fantastic story from the world of baseball. Listen, the scouts truly are the gatekeepers of the game. You don't get to play professional baseball unless you catch the eye or appeal to one of these talent scouts at some point in time. Fantastic story. We have to thank Molly Secor for coming on to talk about her project, Scouting for Diamonds. You could check out the trailer, and you can even donate to help Molly make history and finish off this project at the website, scoutingfordiamonds.com. You don't have to be a baseball fan to appreciate this story. This is for everybody, as we get a look behind the scenes of talent ID and the development of young talent in the game of baseball and in professional sport. So we have to thank Molly for that. And I want to thank you all for listening. Spread the good word, and we'll talk to you next time on Crush Performance.
This is Crush Performance. If you have questions, comments, or smart remarks, write to us at crushperformance.com. Radio Influence brings you the best in digital media broadcasting. When it comes to sports, we've got experts like national sports radio host Rich Herrera, the fabulous sports babe, and former Major League Baseball manager Kevin Kennedy. Want a good laugh? Then go on the beach with Pants and Roller Girl, or just LOL with Nancy Alexander. And when it comes to real life, Dangerous Conversation with Scott Ledger and Beyond the Badge with Vincent Hill will make you think. When it comes to what you want, Radio Influence has you covered. Find our programming on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, and RadioInfluence.com.